Letters of the Rebbe in volume 15. This is letter number 5553. And this is dated Baruch Hashem, the 28th day of Sivan, Tov Shiyud Zayin. And the Rebbe is addressing it to Avosim V'Chosin, Mishmu Menachem Mendel Sheyichya Liberov. Shalom Uvracha. Now he asked the Rebbe, what happens if there is not enough time to do the entire Tehillim for the day after the davening? So the Rebbe says to him, Shalom Uvracha, that if you're pressed, during a time that you're pressed, then you begin the shiur, you begin it in the beginning of, right after the davening, and you finish it up during the day. In other words, if you can't finish the whole thing right after davening, that's okay too. Finish during the day. And the Rebbe said the kapitel, the chapter for the year, how old you are, that you are able to say after the monthly portion. That is the tilim for the month as is divided by the month. People also say every day their age, which means that they entered. So they would say the chapter of Tehillim of that age. So now the question is, the Rebbe discusses now, which should come first? Should the Tehillim that everybody says together, which is the Yom, or should the Tehillim, which is the age? So, the Rebbe says, maybe one can argue, usually we have a rule that kol ha-mekudesh mechaveiroi koidem lechaveiroi. That if you have two things at the same time, but one is holier than the other one, then you do the one that is holier first. Now, here the question is the sheer tehillim that the whole congregation says, is that holier than the chapter of Tehillim that you say because it's your age? Obviously, because the whole community says that, that has more holiness to it because it's being recited by the whole congregation versus your age Tehillim, that's only you personally. And the Rebbe says the same thing is similar when they offered the offerings in the temple. So you had communal sacrifices, and then you had an individual bring a sacrifice. So this is also that the first you do the communal sacrifices, and then you do your personal. So you should first do
Michael Tesler. Michael Tesler.
Over here, the Rebbe is saying, he says, so the Rebbe is telling him when he's pressed for time, he can start the shir tehillim and then say the also the tehillim for the number of years after the monthly shir. But the Rebbe says, Bechlal, the Rebbe says that maybe you can say that by right you should first say the yom and then you should say your own kapitel. But the Rebbe said, somebody pointed out to me that in the letter of Tes Teves Tovshin Tes, which is printed in the collection of letters in the Tehillim with the notes of the Tzemach Tzedek, it's written the opposite. So the Rebbe says, still you can say that if you're pressed, it's different. So since the person doesn't have time, he can just say a portion of the Tehillim begin it, and then say the rest of it, he can say later on during the day. And also the chapter for his age, he can say later on. But normally, it seems quite clearly, the Rebbe brings down that normally you say it right after the Tehillim, even though one can argue that the Tehillim for the month is more should come first, but that's not what it says over there. So that's the directive. Direction is, if you're pressed, you can start after the davening, and you can also say your kapitel of your age. Otherwise, first you say your kapitel of your age, and then you do the shir for the tehillim.